Yo, what's going on, everybody? It is 1 p.m. here in Chicago, Illinois. That means it's time for another live stream. Today is Monday, October 18th, 2021. And because it is a Monday, it's time for another Monday mukbang. Today, what I'm going to be trying out are some gluten-free bars. They're actually the gluten-free bars, the GFB. They have no... they're vegan, so there's no animal products in there. But they're also soy-free and non-GMO and gluten-free, of course, as the name would suggest. And it's made by a certified B Corp. So I love to see that kind of thing, especially in kind of the running space. So I'm excited to try these out. And I'm very hungry today, so perfect time for a Monday mukbang. In terms of calorie content on these, we're looking at like 220 to 240 calories per bar and 10 grams of fat. 130 milligrams of sodium, down to 90 milligrams of sodium, depending on the flavor, and 12 grams of protein. For carbs, we're looking at 27 to 31 grams of carbs. So a little bit of carbs, a little bit of protein, a little bit of fat. Kind of like, sounds like a good all-around bar, but we'll get into those flavors in just a minute. But I do want to say hi to everyone listening on the podcast. Hope you're having a good run, everybody, in Audio Land, and everyone watching on YouTube after the fact. Hopefully you've got a nice snack or food for the Monday mukbang to eat along with me, or maybe you've got a nice recovery beverage. I've got an afternoon coffee. All right, let's see who we got in here. We've got Garrett saying, happy Monday, everyone. What's going on, Garrett? Good to see you. Antonio Rodriguez with the wave emoji. Good to see you. Steve says, yo. Albert Lung. Steve with the bunnies. Love the bunnies. Albert Lung saying, happy Monday. Antonio Rodriguez wants to know who ran today. You know what? I did not run today. I rode the bike. I'm going to keep my Monday tradition that I've been using for, you know, I used during the Chicago buildup as not a rest day, I guess as a recovery day, but as a non-running day. But I instead went on the bike for an hour and a half, and I really enjoyed it. I had a good time out there. Weather's really nice out in Chicago right now. Temperatures were perfect for being on the bike, and had a great ride. Steve ran the Cheshire 10K on Saturday and had an all-time PB. Great job, Steve. We got a cowbell for that. And I get to run. I ring the cowbell today. It's not often that I get to ring the cowbell, but I get the cowbell today. Ran a PB over the weekend up in Northbrook in the north suburbs of Chicago. Went up to run the Lublin 5K, which was race directed by Greg Itahara. I don't know if Greg's here, but while I was up there, I ended up inadvertently with a 5K PR. I don't run a lot of 5Ks, so that kind of like, you know, it was a PR or a PB for me that was overdue. I knew I could run faster than my PB, but I ended up with a 19.05. So congratulations to me. Congratulations to Steve running the Cheshire 10K. Good job. Roy Liu says, ran my first half marathon race. Awesome. And a first distance race in Amsterdam. So anytime is a PB for me, and came in at 1:53. Awesome job, Roy. And he says, hope to be at the co-family level someday. You all rock. And thanks, Mike, for the inspiring videos. Well, great job, Roy. He got a little fist bump emoji. So get you a little fist bump there, Roy. Good job on the half marathon. Great work, everybody. All right. Martha says, hey, everyone. Kafuzi, that 5K was pure fire. You should check the USATF age rating calculator if you want to feel extra good about it. Should I? I don't know. Here's the thing, Martha. So this 5K was up in the suburbs. It's like a fundraiser for ALS. Lou Blonde was a teacher at one of the local schools there. And he died pretty suddenly after his diagnosis, within 2 years, which I think is pretty short. So it's a fundraiser, but it's mostly like people, like parents in the district that are there and their kids. And so everyone there was either like my kid's age or my age. So I feel like, you know, the top five people, I came in fifth, the top five people were like age like 36 to like 42. So it's like, you know, the age grading, I don't know. I think I came in fifth in my age group. So that there's that. But maybe I'll check it overall. You know, I was looking at, have I mentioned this already to you guys? January 8th is the USATF 5K Championships in San Diego. So San Diego in January. I mean, sounds pretty great. Plus, and then you get a little 5K race in there. That could be a lot of fun. Stevie76 says, yo, what's going on? Terry Furlong says, good evening. Good evening, Terry. Alan Shrimpton's here again. Good to see you, Alan. He says, good morning. All right. Let's see. I think we saw another question from Martha asking about the glasses. Where did it go? Yeah. Martha says, a new pair of glasses. What happened to the gray ones? I like the gray ones, but on camera, I like these more. Roka sent these to me. So I just made a video about them a couple days ago. And I've been enjoying them. I was going to take them for the bike ride today, but then it ended up being sunny. That was the main reason I was really interested in these. And I haven't had a chance to test them on the bike yet. Like bike days and like cloudy weather haven't combined. And I was thinking, you know, on the bike, I do like to have some sort of eye protection. Otherwise, like my contacts would dry out, it feels like. And having some prescription lenses would be nice to just cover the eyes a little bit. That was the main reason I got them, but also have run in them and they work great for running. But they also are very not reflective. So every time I'm like sitting in front of a camera, I like to have these on. And I've just been enjoying wearing them. So I kind of go back and forth. I wear the gray ones to kid drop off today at school and then put these on after my bike ride today. So, all right. Mika's here says, he's got a 13-hour workday today, so no running, but maybe a bit of stretching while listening. There you go. At least you can listen to this while you're working. All right, let's get to the first bar for today. Today we've got our three flavors. Cranberry and toasted almond. It's very like seasonal. Then we've got dark chocolate and coconut. I got three flavors today. I like that one. And then one of my favorite flavors, oatmeal and raisin. So I don't know which one to save for last or try first. I think I'm gonna start with the cranberry and toasted almond because that sounds pretty tasty. So we'll go with that one and see how we do. Have any of you guys tried GFBs before, the gluten-free bars? I don't know. The texture, they look kind of like, I don't know, like a lot of bars look these days. They're kind of like, they're not crispy. They're kind of gooey, kind of power bar-ish a little bit. I don't know, guys. I got to find those power bars. I think they still make them. Just haven't been able to find them. This is good. This is real good. I love dried cranberries. I mean, I think I like cranberry everything. But I will say, the cranberries in here are providing almost like too strong of a flavor. It's like, it's as if they added like extra sugar to make the cranberry pop a little bit more or something. Not as tart as I would expect for a cranberry, but it's good. I don't know if this, maybe there's sugar alcohols or something in here. There's something in about it that is kind of like adding like a breathiness at the back end that you kind of get with a lot of like diet food. So there's a little bit of that flavor at the end. Otherwise, for the most part, this is really tasty. There's not an aftertaste, but there's just something subtle at the end that I'm tasting that makes you think, oh, is this a health food? Otherwise, it's tasty. Real good. I mean, I went for a second bite. It was good. I'm also hungry. CB76 says, Kobozi's new eyeglasses double as a heart rate monitor. Do you think that's possible? I don't know. I'm surprised that we haven't seen yet. Today, there was an Apple event today. I think new AirPods are coming. I think I'm going to pass. If they were making new AirPod Pros, I'd probably get them. I probably will get the new AirPods anyway, because then I'll review them and then give them to my wife. So I'll give them to my wife when I'm done. But I'm surprised that what we haven't seen in the AirPods is a heart rate monitor that comes in by being in your ear somehow. I mean, I guess then it wouldn't kind of like interfere with the Apple Watch, but I don't know. I'm surprised that they haven't done it just to do it. We've got Dr. Josh is in here, says, what up, fam? Smash that like button. Paul Kane says, hi, on the treadmill. What's going on, Paul? I like that Sora singlet. Looks nice in his picture here. Frank says, do you think if you bought a Halo band replacement strap, you could use it for the OH1 going over the outside? Halo band replacement. I think you could, as long as you think it would stay in there. Because like you could take, you could put it in the waistband of your pants for the OH1. You could. I've seen people put it under like a sweatband and just put the sweatband on top. It just needs to be tight so you don't lose it. You know, there's nothing like that enables the technology in the band itself. So any means of securing it would work as long as it wouldn't move around. And as long as it like kind of keeps it dark, so that way like it's pressing down the sensor on your skin and can get a good reading that way. When the watch like wobbles around and light leaks in, that's what kind of messes up with the reading. So like, I think, I don't know about a halo band, because that band was pretty narrow. But like, yeah, I mean, something that you don't necessarily have to go as thick as like a wristband, like an old school like sweatband, but like something along those lines would certainly work. You could probably put it on, if you had like an arm sleeve, for example, you could probably just put it under an arm sleeve. I would worry that I would lose it accidentally somehow, though. Kind of like how I lost my Insta360 Go 2. I just tucked it underneath like a strap on my wetsuit, and it was working fine for about half a mile of swimming, and then I lost it. All right. We've got Brian Castro says, "Hey, I ran my first marathon yesterday, the Columbus Marathon. Great job. Met the A goal of sub 4 hours. Awesome. 3 hours, 50 and 19. All right. You made it with some room to spare. Awesome. That must have felt real good coming down like the finishing line, knowing you got it. So congratulations, Brian. Antonio Rodriguez says, Alphafly versus Vaporfly. Personal preference. Ready, go, he says. I don't know. For me, I think that they're such different shoes. I would say like Alphafly for marathon. Vaporfly for half marathon or shorter, you know? The half marathon, I can go either way. But, like, certainly a 10K or a 10-mile, like a 15K or something like that, I would go with the Vaporfly. Anything longer than a half marathon, I'd certainly go with the Alphafly. Of those two. Eric says, ran his second marathon yesterday, and like the first, dealt with calf cramps the last 2 miles. Despite that, hey, look at this. How many PBs today? I'm ringing this cowbell like crazy. I love it. Had a 1 minute PB of 3:48:18. He says, how can I stop the calf cramps in the next one? Eric, I would say when I think about muscle cramping like that, a lot of times I think about electrolytes. So that's what I think about first. So I would check like what your hydration was. What were your gels like? Did they have any salt in them? On a cooler day, now that we're actually getting fall temps here in Chicago, on a cooler day, they're not as important, but if it's a hot day where you're sweating a lot of times with that sweat goes a lot of salt. So you want to make sure you can replenish that. And the way that your body, at least for me, tells me that I'm not getting enough salt is through cramping. So like that would be one thing that I would look at. Or like, are you only taking water at the aid stations? Or are you taking Gatorade? Because if it's Gatorade, like Endurance, for example, that's a little bit saltier. All right. Let's see. Speaking about salt, these bars have about, did I already mention it? Yeah, like 100 to 130 milligrams of salt. Let's go with the dark chocolate coconut one next. See how this one is. First ingredient, pea protein. I've been drinking that Vega protein, the chocolate shake with the greens in it. It's okay. Just don't put it in your coffee, but it's okay. I think I need to try it with some oat milk or something. All right. You know what I like? Very appealing visually is like the little flecks that they have on top. I don't know why that looks really nice. It has more of a nutty smell than like a coconut smell, but that's, you know, there's certainly a coconut smell to it. This one is much drier than the first one. It's kind of crumbly. It's falling apart. There's something about this I don't like. It's got a very toasted flavor to it, and I'm not really getting a lot of dark chocolate. I'm tasting brown sugar. Maybe the coconut is just throwing me off. I'm getting some dark chocolate flavor at the end. But the texture on that, I don't like the texture on that. It's very dry. It's almost like crumbly. But flavors are promising. I feel like they need to work on that one a little bit more. All right. Jonathan Crossley says, a little late. But what's going on? What's going on, Jonathan? There's a lot of PBs going on today over the weekend, so I've been ringing that cowbell a lot, so it's a good day. All right. We've got Shannon here. It says, hi, CoFam, Co. We're letting my three-year-old grow his hair out, but it's at that in-between phase. He refuses a ponytail to keep the hair out of his eyes. You are a prototype. Kofuzi wears a pony. That's one way to do it. But, you know, I had a conversation with my wife yesterday about getting the haircut. It's just getting to be a lot. I don't think I look as good in the ponytail as I thought I might, or in the man bun or the samurai bun as I thought I would. And so, like, now it's just a lot of hair. And I don't think it's long enough to donate. So I'm just like, oh, I'm at that weird position where it's like, it's really long. And it'd be a shame not to donate it when I cut it all off. But, like, I don't want to race any more long races with hair, this much hair. So, actually, yesterday what I was doing, similar to, like, kind of, like, you trying to figure out ways to, like, manage the hair. I was trying to think, like, what does Noah Drotty do? Like, he doesn't wear a hat. I mean, does he wear a hat at his races? What did he wear at Marathon Project? And I was trying to think of, like, what he does. And then, like, Raj Panal, I can never say his name. Raj Panal runs for Hoka, has very long hair as well. I just think he lets it flow. I don't think he ties it up. I puts it in a bun. I think he just lets it flow. And I don't think I could do that. Because I know that, like, the day that I choose to, like, run without, like, a hat on or have it in, you know, in some sort of, up in some sort of way, wrangled somehow, is the day it's going to be windy and, like, the hair, I'll just look like Cousin It. And the wind will just blow the hair in my face. So, like, I don't know. I'm having a hard time figuring out what to do with it. All right. JC says, as my hair gets more gray, I'm considering going with the Ben Franklin. Nice. I like that one. All right. Adam says, did you see the Run Testers interview with SF Austin researcher about their super shoe study? You know, I saw that they had a video. I haven't had a chance to watch that one yet. I'll have to look at that one. What's SF Austin? I'm trying to think. But yeah, I'll have to check that out. I didn't see that one. Inlet says, we'll be in Chicago for a day next week, staying near the Art Institute. Oh, wonderful. Should I run the Lakefront Trail north or south? I would say from there, I prefer going north because then I like the Hancock Building, and I think that one's very pretty, and I like running that part of the lakefront. If you go south from there, you'll get to the museum campus. So, like, I know a lot of people that were staying. Oh, I don't know who I was talking to. I was talking to Emily Heller's fiance. She was going for a run. She's training for a marathon herself. And she said that she went from, like, downtown at their hotel down to the museum campus and back. And she had a nice long run that way. I'm trying to think if that, I mean, she went for a much longer run, I think, that. So there must have been more to it. But I think if you're from downtown and you go all the way to the museum campus out and you turn around, you'll be able to see, like, the entire skyline. You get view of the harbor. It's really scenic and picturesque. So if it's just a day and you only got that one day, then that'd probably be the one that I would go for. Depending if you make it the whole way and where you start, it could be anywhere between, like, a 3 mile run to, like, a 5 or 6 mile run. And you can always tack some more onto it by running around the loop or anything like that, or running north a little bit, kind of, like, go south and back up north and then come back down downtown. So there's some things that you could do that way. So I would say, you know, go to the museum campus first. Run along the lake that way. So south. Yeah. Logan Heffernan says, I know it's an older video, but your runner's knee routine and some PT has worked wonders for me. Thank you. Is that still your general durability regimen? Yeah, it is. It is. I still do that one. And, you know, I don't do the monster walks as much anymore, but I was just looking at the band yesterday and I thought to myself, oh boy, I have not been recovering very prudently from this last marathon. I got to make sure I bust that thing back out and do that some more. But I've been doing more of, like, the pistol leg squats and, like, the single leg kind of, like, squats. I'd go up onto a box and then I'll do, like, a single leg kind of, like, squat. So kind of like the pistol leg swap, but instead of sticking your leg out, the leg stays down. So I've been doing a lot of stuff like that. And I feel like that range of motion not only makes me open up my hips, but I also feel like it makes me work a lot of stabilizer muscles. So like that's kind of a lot of what I'm doing. If I'm in a rush, you know, or if I'm like standing in a corral for a race, I'll just do some really deep squats and then some like lateral squats. Like those are like the most important things for me, because I think a lot of my issues is I'm locked up in the hips. I'm not moving well through there. And so I always try to just open that up as much as I can. Oh, so my mom's here. Hi, Mom. How are you? Good to see you. And Paul Kane says, Mike, I think you really like the store clothing. You should reach out to them and offer a review. Singlet is 66 pounds, but the marathon shorts, 128 pounds. That's a lot. With gel holders, though. Well, they're with gel holders. Wafer thin breathability is great. You know what? They have reached out to me a long time ago. And it's my fault that I haven't been able to. I just haven't followed up with them. It's one of those companies that I owe them a couple of emails. So, yeah. But I've been seeing a lot of people in the UK running in them because I think they're UK-based. And I know Ben Johnson's really been really liking it. Or at least he's been wearing it a lot in his Instagram. So, yeah. I should give him a call. Alzaki Ahmed says, hi, new runner. What advice would you give to increase the total running mileage so hopefully in the future I can run a half or full marathon? Thank you. I would say if you're a new runner, the two things that I would focus on is days per week running and amount of time outside. Not necessarily running. I mean, and by outside, I mean either on a treadmill or outside. I mean, like a lot of times, I was this way for sure when I was, you know, every time I was trying to get back into running, I was like, how many miles did I run today? How fast did I run today? Those are two things that I didn't mention in terms of things that I think are important for being able to like build endurance and get stronger and increasing total mileage is focusing on time and focusing on number of days per week. Because the idea isn't that you should be running 7 days per week right away. That's not my point. My point is that like you should be focusing on building good habits. Because my ultimate premise is that habits are hard to break, good or bad. And if you make a lot of good habits now, those will be hard to break later. And so those are the things that you can then make as your foundation to then put on more workouts, get more specific, and build and build and build. But you got to have that good foundation. And that is like having a good running consistency, whether it's 3 days a week, 4 days a week, five, two, whatever you choose, make sure that like, all right, I got to go out and I got to go out for 45 minutes. Maybe that means I walk 5 minutes and then run 5 minutes, walk 5 minutes, run 5 minutes. But just make sure you're getting out there and building those good habits. And good luck to you. Triboy Tri says, I thought that I heard you say you were coming to Austin. Is that true and still in the plan? It is. I'll be in Austin the week after, like the week after Thanksgiving. So like the first week of December. For TRE. So I'm not really sure, you know, it's a convention and I'm like, this isn't like a work convention for me. I'm not getting like continuing education credits or anything from it. So I'm like, I don't really need to go to very much of it at all, but I do want to check out the expo floor and try to set up some meetings with some of the brands and, you know, just talk to everybody and see what they're up to and, you know, just, you know, make those connections of people that I can like talk to in email when I got questions about stuff or, you know, if I need them to send me some stuff. So I'm looking forward to that, but I'm hoping to have some time for like a group run or two. It'll be a taper week for me, so I won't be doing anything too crazy, but that also means that, you know, we can all just kind of like get together and hang out and go for a nice easy run. So yeah, so I'll be there. Runner Dre says, any advice for someone running their first marathon in a few weeks? I'm running New York City, so I'll be hanging out at the start line for a while before my wave. Thanks. Well, I would say in regards to that, so being at the start line for a while, make sure you got some throwaway clothes, which you might not know. I mean, I'm sure you know that already, but it's something that took me a couple of marathons to figure out, is bring some throwaway clothes. Because it'll be between bag check and the race start, you'll be in a corral for a long time. And New York City in November, I know that race starts later in the day, but it could be some pretty nasty weather. So you'll want to have a layer that you can have on top of your race kit that you might want to shed at the last minute, right as like the race is about to start. And for the pants, unless you want to untie your shoes again when you're taking off like your kind of like warm-up pants, some people cut them. So that way, like, the pant leg will slide right over the shoes really easily. So that's something that I would keep in mind. And yeah, I think that's a good place to leave it there. We can always talk about more stuff, but I could spend a whole time talking about that. All right. Soriano Running, welcome, says, if you had a marathon to choose, which one would you prefer and why? Pancake course or a downhill course? I'm wanting to race a full early December, either Jacksonville or the Tucson Marathon. Well, I love a good downhill course. I think, like, for whatever reason, downhill running is something that doesn't bother my body as much as it does other people. So, like, something about my stride likes downhill running a lot. I mean, it's to the point where I don't understand why, like, everyone doesn't say that. But some people are like, oh, those downhill courses are quad busters. And I'm like, I don't feel that. I just feel, like, the fun of running downhill. It's like free speed. But I love downhill races. So that's what I would always pick if I had, like, two to kind of, like, pick from. So, yeah, that's what I would go for. I'm not familiar with the Jacksonville or the Tucson Marathon. I didn't know that there was a marathon in Tucson, frankly. But you know what? There was also, unrelated to Soriano Running's question, there was a marathon in Des Moines, Iowa over the weekend. I didn't know about that. Not that I was going to go and do it, but, like, you know, there are not a ton of marathons in Iowa. But Des Moines is the capital, right? That's the capital of Iowa. It is one of the bigger cities in the state. So it makes sense that they would have one there. But that, I think there was like a half marathon, a marathon. I think there was like a whole like slew of distances. All right, now we're going to try the oatmeal raisin. It looks like it's got like pieces of oats in it. Smells great. I'm getting a lot of brown sugar smell to this. Texture's nice. This is the one. Get this one, guys. This is the best one. Mm-hmm. It just tastes like a bar. It doesn't taste like a specialty bar. It doesn't taste like it's gluten-free. It doesn't taste like it's vegan. It doesn't taste like any, you know, it just tastes like a bar. It tastes delicious. I like it. This one's good. Maybe it tastes a little bit like it's a specialty bar. But for the most part, this one tastes great. Yeah, there's something about it. There's like a, it's almost as if like it's like a breezy when you eat it. Kind of like anytime I eat something with like the fake sugars in it, a lot of fake sugars, stuff that's supposed to be like no sugar. I don't even know if there's fake sugars in this thing. But there's just something about it. It's kind of like almost breezy. You feel like air when you're eating it. But the ingredients on this are brown rice syrup, pea protein, sunflower seeds, agave nectar, raisin dates, gluten-free oats, brown rice, flaxseed, cinnamon, cane sugar, sea salt. So I don't know what's giving it that weird sensation. But yeah, this is good. This is a good one. I could eat these all day. These are good. I like these. Oh, Rebecca J ran the Des Moines Marathon yesterday. Lots of fun and great weather. This was a great weather weekend, right, for running, wasn't it? For the 5K that I did, it was like 50 degrees the entire time. Chilly. So cold. But perfect racing weather. It looked like it was fantastic. From the photos I saw on Instagram, it looked like people had just a lot of fun in the Des Moines Marathon yesterday. Well, good job, Rebecca J. Awesome. PJR said, I had a rough 16-mile long run over the weekend. A little worried about adding 10 miles onto that in less than 2 months. Feet were killing me by the end. But you know what? 2 months is a long time. And so, yeah. Keep in mind that, I mean, one way to think of it is, oh, boy, that run on Saturday or Sunday was really hard. I don't know how I'm going to add 10 miles more to it or, like, two-thirds more. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know how you add 66% more to that distance. But I think, and that's a fair thing to say, But think about it as everything builds. You know, it's not like these are like, you're not stepping up to the plate each time. Each one builds on the next, you know? So it's like you're getting stronger every week from now for the next 2 months. And so like if it was hard this week, that means it was a strain on your body and it's going to ask your body to respond. And your body will respond and it'll come back, and subsequent weeks, you'll be stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger till you get to that long run of 26.2. So you'll be, 16 miles with 2 months out, you're in a good spot. You're in a good spot. I wouldn't be too worried about that. And you know what? It could have just been a bad day for you. You know, lots of lessons I'm sure you can learn from what happened. Maybe you needed to change fueling. Maybe you need to change shoes or what you're wearing. Maybe the weather just stank for you, you know? Who knows? But, you know, I wouldn't worry about it yet. Mohamed Boujoui says, hello, ran a 25K race in Berlin last weekend. That sounds fun. And wore the ASICS Metaspeed Sky, and they felt really good during the race, but my quads got really sore on the next day. Did you have the same experience? I didn't have that same experience for me in terms of the quads. So, like, you know, I don't know anything about Berlin geography-wise other than that I'm aware that the course is pretty flat. So I would anticipate that it wasn't because that there were lots of changes in grade. That's why your quads are really sore for you. But I would say compare it to, have you run other 25K races before or other half marathons before? Like, so I would compare it maybe to that and say like, well, if you ran it harder, maybe you ran running for a PB, and then comparing that, well, of course you're going to be a little bit more sore because you worked a little bit harder, or you were able to get more out of your body than on another day. So it could be a variety of reasons, but it just might be like this is what the body was feeling on that day. And so just pay more attention to them for this week as you get back into some more training. But yeah, I'm glad you felt really good during the race, and hopefully you have a speedy recovery. Brian Nee says, have you planned your CIM training? What do you think your peak mileage will be and the longest training run will be? I think I'm going to work on, I really want to work on working late into the race, right? And so from Chicago, I just remember feeling at that 16-mile point, being at a point where I felt like I couldn't pick up my knees, and it really hurt at the hips. So I'm thinking that, like, you know, I got to work on not only strength in my hips, but also I would like to work on, you know, getting my body accustomed to working those muscles deep into a run. So I'm going to be focusing on a lot of mileage over speed, but like miles with marathon speed. So like that's kind of what I'm thinking. I'll probably do two workouts a week, one threshold day, and then one long run with marathon efforts. Maybe something even a little bit faster, but some pace changes so that way I can, you know, practice working hard in a very fatigued state. My peak mileage, I'm not sure what my peak mileage is going to be. It'll probably be somewhere in the 70s. I'm thinking, though, that I would like to try a long run that's a little bit longer than 20 miles. Usually I end up, you know, if I try a 20-mile run, I usually end up with like 20.5 with the way that I run the routes here and the way that my route kind of like usually finishes. It's not a complete out and back. It's usually an out, and then there's a little loop that I put on the end of my runs. And then, so like, but this time I think I'd like to have like a 22-mile run. I'll have to look at the math a little bit in terms of like, what's a run that's going to last me about 3 hours, but not be like full on marathon effort. You know, so I'd like to practice running for 3 hours a couple times. Kalian Mbappe says, is Aeroswift the best clothing tech? I'd say the best / most available. I also really like the singlet that I ran in for Chicago, which was by ASICS. It's the ASICS Breath. I never remember if it's Breath or Breathe, but it's Breath, but I can't find it anywhere. I got it from ASICS. They gave it to me. And so that's the only time I've ever seen it. I keep looking for it online. I put in the SKU number and everything. it doesn't just doesn't show up anywhere. I don't know if it's something that's coming out next year or what, but that is an amazing singlet. The run in or the rabbit PR collection, there's like a yellow singlet that they have that's also very good. It runs a little bit big for my preferences, but it's not as like fit of a cut or trim of a cut as like the Asics Breath or the Nike Aeroswift. But that's probably like my three favorite singlets that I've worn in recent time. J3RE says, will you read the Zoom Fly 4? I don't know, probably not. I don't know if I'm going to have be able to get to that one this year. Andrew Bostic says, best thing ever was when you gave me kudos on Strava. Thanks. I was so surprised. That was yesterday, dude. I've been following you for a long time. I just think the algorithm doesn't put you up at the top. So, you know, I'm glad I saw it yesterday. So I don't know why it doesn't show you to me more often. But good job yesterday. Noah Williams says, any experience with Hotshot? I cramped bad in my last marathon in humid conditions. Dr. Josh has experience with it. He took it. I did order some. I used Dr. Josh's promo code. I ordered a bunch of Martin as well. But I got some Hotshot coming. Hopefully Dr. Josh will have some more. And then I'd like to try to get him on the live stream and we'll do it kind of like together. Kind of like a Hot Ones, but runner edition, I guess. Sean Marshall wants to know, what's going on, Sean? Says, longest miles you've ever gotten on a shoe? It's been a long time since I put in a lot of miles on one shoe, but I used to routinely get like 300 miles on my pegs, or I usually would like at 270, I would start thinking about, you know, I need a new shoe. And so I probably, by the time I got to like 300 is when I would just get a new one. I think the longest is probably like the Epic React. I had like 330 or 340 miles on it and then I got rid of it. But I honestly, I could have kept running in that shoe for longer. That shoe was amazing. We didn't realize, most of us, some of us did, but most of us didn't realize how lucky we were when we had that one. That was a good shoe. Rodrigo Garnica Crespo says, I can only get Next Percent or Metaspeed Sky. What would you advise? I think that if you've never owned a carbon plated shoe before, you know, I love the Metaspeed Sky. I prefer it to the Next Percent. A lot of people keep asking me this. But if you've never had a carbon plated shoe before, I think that it's not a bad idea to get the Nike one first. I think that all the other shoes that are out there are still in the position of like, if you've tried the Next Percent and know what you do and don't like, then you can kind of very specifically tweak it. But Rodrigo, I don't know anything about your running history, what your goals are, what kind of shoes you like before in the past, that kind of thing. So like this question on its face, I'd probably say, assuming this would be your first, I would say Next Percent. If you've run in like the 4% before or the Alpha Flies and like maybe you did or didn't like them, or you want to try something that's different than a Nike carbon plated shoe, then I'd say get the Metaspeed Sky. My two favorite carbon plated shoes this year are the Metaspeed Sky and the Adios Pro 2, straight up. Do I recommend them to everyone? No, I usually don't, because I think that they're pretty specific and are excellent if those shoes and their like idiosyncrasies play up to your idiosyncrasies or strengths. But from like the odds of having a satisfactory experience or better, it's usually pretty high with Nike. So it's like from a reviewer's from a recommendation perspective, it's easy to recommend the Nike ones. But I mean, I'd put the Next Percent like 3. Adios Pro 2 and Metaspeed Sky. I don't know which one's better yet. Have I done the comparison video on that one? I don't know if I have. If I have, whatever I said before is the better one. I don't remember. But those are like 1 and 2, and then like I probably like Alpha Fly and then Next Percent. Because I like marathons. I mean, I like half marathons too. But yeah, that's how I would answer that. Killian Mbappe wants to know if I think Nike will bring out the Peg Turbo series. I wish that they would. And I feel like, you know what could be good is if I feel like they could tie in. I mean, not that they need more tie-ins with Elliot, but like I feel like when you got the GOAT as someone that you're as a sponsored athlete, you gotta milk that GOAT. I don't know. Sorry, you gotta go with it. And I think that they originally talked about like Elliot helped develop the Peg Turbo because he wanted a trainer that he could feel great in. So I feel like, you know, he can go from like, I've proven that no human is limited. I broke the 2-hour barrier. Now I wanted to improve on the everyday experience. You know, I think you could just, the marketing writes itself, I feel like. And people love the Turbo. And now that they haven't had it for like a couple of years, has it been a couple of years now? For a while now, people will be like, oh man, I love it. And people will buy multiple just because they'll be scared it won't come back next year. So that's my thought. I wish they would bring it back. Steve with the milk goat emoji. Nice. CV76 says milk the goat. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, there's goat's milk. There's goat cheese, right? All those things are good, but milking the goat sounds weird. I don't know. All right, Rodrigo coming in with some more data. It says, aiming for 330. He's at the Rocket X Speed 1 and Zoom Fly 3, but never had a top shoe like the Speed the best of these threes. Okay. He likes the Speed the most out of those three. Yeah, I mean, the Next Percent and the Zoom Fly 3, I think, are pretty close. The Next Percent is certainly much better than the Zoom Fly 3 is, but I think that in terms of like the racer trainer, like together, like the pairing, I feel like those two are very close. So you get a pretty good sensation of what it's like. You're just getting a super foam versus a React foam, among other things. But to simplify it, that's what you're getting with the Next Percent. The Rocket X and the Speed One, you like the Speed One more of all three of those? I mean, if you really like the Speed One, I mean, I think then the natural thing to think about is the Endorphin Pro, but I don't love the Endorphin Pro for marathons. I wrote for a 5K over the weekend, you know, so I think it's a good shorter distance road shoe, but I don't know if I love it for marathons. I think the Metaspeed Sky could be a choice that you would enjoy, but I think that you'd also like the Next Percent as well. If you could try them, I mean, I'm trying to think, is there a shoe store where I could try both those on? I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a Metaspeed Sky in a running store. I don't spend a ton of time in running stores, to be honest with you. So I'm not sure, but I mean, they're both good shoes. I think you'd like them both. Zaki Ahmed says, for a new runner, I'm thinking about buying the Hoka Mach 4 and the A6 Nova Velox 2. Is it a good choice for a new runner? Yeah, I think both of those are great choices. If you're running 4 to 5 times a week, I'd say both of them are good choices. I like them both. They're probably like two of my favorite, you know, everyday shoes for the year. So those are two great ones to pick between. Frank says, you're waiting for CIM to do the Adios Pro and the Sky Face Off. Yeah, I mean, that's it. I knew I was running two marathons this year. I knew which one are my two favorite marathon shoes. So, I did three. I did the Chicagoland marathon, but that was a workout. But, so that'll be it. We'll see which one which one does better. Hopefully, I don't have similar weather in California in December as we had in Chicago last week. So that'll make it hard to compare a little bit, but we'll see how they do. Noah Williams says, Running Warehouse has a great return policy if you want to try out shoes. So I don't know if that's an option for you, but if you want to get like both, because I think they have both the Next Percent and the Metaspeed Skies. So that could be a place you get both from. Austin TX James says, what's the downside of using CarPlate shoe like the RC Elite as a daily trainer? Well, for me, so the primary thing that probably most people think about is some people out there think it's not healthy for you to run in a carbon plated shoe every day. I'm not sure I believe that. I don't think that. And as far as I know, I mean, my main source for this kind of information is like doctors are running. And I haven't heard them talk about it recently, but the last time I heard them talk about it, they're saying like the data hasn't borne that out yet. It might be true that it's bad for you, but there hasn't been literature about it. As far as I know, I could be wrong, but that's my understanding. It's not bad for you. But some of the things that people talk about is everything from like, well, you want your race day shoes to be special. I forget whose interview was I listening to yesterday where they were like, it was Jordan Trope, I think. He did the whole fast challenge, 3 marathons, 3 days, all under 2:30. He averaged 2:30 in 30 seconds for the 3 marathons in 3 days. He says he doesn't like to put on carbon plated shoes except for races. That guy's pretty fast. There's certainly something like that. But I would say the bigger reason you wouldn't want to use a carbon plated shoe like the RC Elite is because they're not comfortable for every day. So like the RC Elite, you didn't say 2 or 1. I think that makes a big difference. The RC Elite 2, I don't know, people might be able to wear that every day. But some of the shoes just aren't comfortable at slow speeds because of the foams that you're working with. Some of the foams aren't like soft, in air quotes, until you're running at race pace. So like when you're putting more force into them, that's when like, oh, now they're squishing the appropriate amount, right? And so like that's something to think about. Like, for example, we're talking about the Adios Pro 2. I don't think that Lightstrike Pro is all that great at like, you know, warm-up pace. Or like recovery paces, it gets you through the recovery pace, but like you wear it because the working phases, it feels great there. So that's like the main thing is they're just not that comfortable sometimes at everyday paces for a daily trainer. Some people do wear their like 4% every single day. And they said like, well, maybe it's a little bit weird to run slower paces in a 4%, but that ZoomX foam, nice and squishy, and my knees feel great. And normally I can't run 5 times a week because I got bad knees. But if I do it every day in the 4%, I can do it. And it's a really cheap way of me not having knee problems. So like there's that. And that's related to the other argument is that they're expensive. So some of the carbon plated shoes are expensive. And so like they're not built to be daily trainers. So like your miles per dollar isn't as great. So those are some reasons why you might not want to. But your feet, your money, if you like it, do it. New Betra says, train heavy, race light. I think Keith Bontrager said that. Yeah, I've heard that before. Train heavy, race light. Maybe that's why the Boston 10 is the way it is. Martha said, there's this new Serious Runner upload today. It's hilarious. I was watching it like right before. I didn't see it until like it was time for me to start setting up for live stream, so I was able to get to like half of it. But yeah, I'm looking forward to finishing it. All right, I'm about to lose my camera here, so let's switch over. There we go. Yep. All right, it's about time to get going. So let's do one or two more, and then I'll get going for today. Jay Perez is here, checking in on the live stream. What's going on, man? And Affluent Journey says, was mountain biking yesterday and caught middle toe between the pedal and a rock. Ooh, nice blood blister pop. That sounds gross. Muad Akab says, is anyone familiar how hilly the first part of CIM is? Keep reading rolling hills and I don't want to be surprised. I looked at the course profile 3 or 4 weeks ago. I don't really remember. I'll have to take another look at it. But, I'm still at the point where I'm not too worried about the course profile yet. But I don't know, it is up and it's available on the website. But I don't know or remember off the top of my head. All right. Jackie Mai says, when are you cutting your hair? I don't know. I talked about it with my wife yesterday. We'll see. I'd like to do it soon. And I was like, maybe I'll just shave it all off. And she's like, you sure you want to do that? And I was like, you're right. I probably don't. So I think I'm just getting like a regular haircut. But, I'm getting ready for a haircut. There's just a lot of hair. Just a lot of hair to deal with here. Jay Prezi wants to know, and we'll end with this one today. Says, planning for Chi-Town 2022. Will you be running it? Yeah, I think it. I just saw something. I think that something is open today. I think they like entries for the ballot, like the lottery is open already, I think, something like that. Did I see that? But I think I'll be coming in under, I don't know if I'm coming in under Legacy, but I have a good for age time too. So I have a guaranteed entry. So it's just a matter of me signing up on time and making sure I don't forget. So even if I don't run it, I'll be here. But yeah, I'm planning on running it. So hopefully I'll see you. Awesome. All right. I'm going to get going, guys. It was a lot of fun getting back to you after the weekend, trying out these GFBs, the gluten-free bars. Pretty tasty. Tomorrow's video, I'm going to be talking about all this stuff from, some of you guys have noticed it already, but I've been wearing some stuff from Decathlon. So I'm going to make a little video about some Decathlon running gear that I've been using lately. Also use it on the bike today too. So it was working. I didn't get cycling gear yet from them. I'm going to ask them for some cycling gear next, but I had some stuff that I was wearing on the bike, but on the run as well. So some fall weather stuff. So I'm pretty excited to tell you guys about that. That'll be tomorrow's video. And then we'll do another live stream tomorrow, same time as today. We'll have to do some trivia. I'll probably be marathon focused because I'm still kind of catching up and absorbing everything that happened marathon wise last week. So that'll be tomorrow. Hopefully I'll see you guys then. In the meantime, be safe out there, everybody. Thanks.